This is the Afternoon Brief on High FM with Michael McKenna. Focused reporting, sharp analysis, and the local stories shaping our lives. Daily updates in a fast-paced world.
Well, joining us now is Billy Kubeka, an actor best known for his role in Outlaw Season 2. He's also a public speaker and a psychological non-fiction writer whose work explores human behavior, politics, identity, and township life. Now, in a thought-provoking article titled What Happens After the 30th of June? The Psychology of Coalition Fatigue, Billy examines how prolonged political uncertainty affects ordinary citizens, looking beyond headlines and into the emotional and psychological impact of coalition politics on South Africans. Well, Billy joins us now to unpack why so many people are feeling politically exhausted, what coalition fatigue actually means, and what this moment could reveal about the state of our democracy. Billy, good afternoon to you. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, and I'm happy to for you guys having me on the station, and greetings to everyone who's listening.
Great to have you on board, Billy. Let's start with the basics. Coalition fatigue. What exactly is this, and why do you believe so many of us are experiencing it right now?
Well, coalition fatigue is the emotional exhaustion that develops when our political parties are spending more time negotiating power than delivering results that everyone is voting for, I believe, since the 1994. And South Africans have lived through years of uncertainty. Alliances are changing, leaders and all that. So now people are exhausted and tired of the negotiations that are not ending, because now our daily realities are not changing.
Indeed.
People don't wake up worrying about coalition agreements. They wake up to unemployment, crime in townships, and just across the country, people have applied for houses since the 1994 and there's still nothing. So coalition fatigue is really the frustration of watching politics become a game while people's lives remain on hold.
Billy, your article suggests relates to political uncertainty, and it doesn't just affect markets and government. It looks at now what we are looking at right now is the psychological effect on people. Now with Youth Day around the corner, the question of the youth has come up a number of times on the show, as well as other shows that we've hosted, you know, regarding unemployment and where the youth feels they stand in the greater scheme of things. So what are some of the emotional responses you've observed amongst ordinary South Africans, particularly the youth for that matter?
All South Africans are angry at the moment. So the dominant emotions are frustration, there's anxiety, people are disappointed, and many people feel trapped because between this hope and hopelessness, their circumstances are not improving. Unemployment is very high, service delivery remains inconsistent, and communities continue to struggle. So over the time, this uncertainty has created what I refer to as an emotional fatigue, because now people have stopped expecting solutions, and they are making they are taking the law into their own hands, and that's a dangerous place to be as a society.
Billy, one of the themes that one picks up in your article, well, actually what you've just alluded to now, is disappointment. But let's look at South Africans in a state of disillusionment right now. Would you say it concerns politics itself, or simply frustrated with the current political leadership? Is there a distinction there?
Well, I think people do not really understand politics and politicians. Those are two different things. Politicians are people, and politics is a different body on its own. So people are frustrated at their trusted politicians.
Would you say South Africans are becoming, at this stage then, for that matter, more vulnerable to scapegoating because of economic hardship and political frustration? Let's delve into that subject now.
Most definitely, most definitely. Because, you know, people can tolerate bad news better than endless uncertainty. At least, like, with bad news, you know where you stand. So when political negotiations are tricky, as they are in the country, without any resolution, people are are powerless. They cannot plan for the future. You can't plan for anything in South Africa right now. You go to school, there's nothing out of it. Your qualifications. So we are having announcements every day, but then the setbacks are creating disappointment, and eventually people become emotionally depleted. It's just not a political fatigue. It's a psychological one.
Do you think when we look at social media, highly influential in this day and age, has it perhaps then amplified political fatigue by keeping people in this constant cycle of outrage, speculation, and uncertainty, and sensationalism for that matter?
Absolutely, because social media doesn't care. Social media rewards your emotional reaction more than your thoughtful discussion. So every rumor becomes a crisis. Every disagreement that we have becomes a scandal, which is not helping. People are consuming a constant stream of outrage without necessarily gaining any greater understanding. And the result is emotional exhaustion and a perception that everybody and everything around it is just falling apart.
I digress, Billy. Let's just look once again at scapegoating. Can it ever produce real solutions, or does it simply postpone dealing with the country's underlying challenges?
Well, that's if we have the right consciousness behind it. The ongoing movement that I would mention is the March on March. There is a good vision within the movement. People uniting and having a single word or a single motive is a good thing. But then now, I don't think our focus is directed towards the right people. We need to confront our leaders and our systems rather than attacking people on the sides.
Because indeed,
if we're being honest, we're complaining about illegal immigrants infiltrating into our communities, and in most cases, these people stay at informal settlements. So we have to question our government on how we even got to get to that position of naming settlements informal, because that means our government knows about those people. They are aware, but then they chose to name them informal, which in most cases, even police visibility is quite less in those places. It's hard because the people who are there are documented. And most of what we would say are illegal organizations happen there, because if police cannot access the place freely, then we have a big problem. And then our government has allowed that, and we must question the government.
Then for that matter, Billy, well, what warning signs then should we look out for when public debate shifts from accountability to blame?
Well, I think it's already happening. We don't know what we're doing now. People are just joining any movement that has anger. We are not moving with tension. We're not using our brains, if I must put it like that. Anyone who's angry now gets all our support as the nation.
For that matter, we move beyond scapegoating, what would then healthier public discussion and problem solving actually look like from your perspective?
Well, I stand for a more effective consciousness. People must know what they're fighting for. So people must be educated. People must stand for education. People must stand to find the truth. Our people are so uneducated with the matters happening in the country. And I think the biggest solution for us now is to move from trends and think deeply as people, be conscious as black people.
Billy, as we conclude, a message for our listeners. If there's one particular key message you'd like everyone to take away from both your article and this current political moment, what would that be and why?
Well, my message is simple to everyone, which is the South Africans and the government officials. But my message is to our officials, because South Africans are already beyond getting messages now. South Africans are not tired because they are impatient. We are tired because we have been waiting for meaningful change for a very long time. The answer is not to blame one another. The answer is to demand accountability, which is from our systems. As we say, we should demand for competence and leadership that addresses the root cause of our challenges. So political uncertainty will come and go. Coalition negotiations will also come and go. But the real test of leadership is whether ordinary people see improvements in their daily lives. So South Africans deserve more than promises, rightfully, because they have it in the constitution. And we need to see process.
Indeed.
Progress. Yeah.
Progress, that's what we're all screaming for at the moment, Billy. We're going to have to leave it there, Billy. Thank you so much for joining us on today's show. Billy Kubeka, actor, speaker, and psychological nonfiction writer, unpacking the fascinating concept of coalition fatigue and helping us understand the psychological impact of prolonged political uncertainty on us South Africans. And if you'd like to read more of Billy's work and reflections on politics, human behavior, and life in South Africa, be sure to check out his writing online. Billy, once again, thank you so much for your time and insights today. Well, when a country faces serious problems, do we naturally look for someone to blame instead of fixing the real causes? I think that resonates with us, doesn't it? And we look at social media's influence and political rhetoric. Has it made things easier, if you can put it that way, to create the scapegoats in modern society? And how do we balance legitimate concerns about crime, immigration, unemployment without unfairly blaming entire groups or individuals, for that matter?